Vice President Kamala Harris is making a pitch to Republican voters who might be looking for an alternative to former President Donald Trump.
Yeah, she made her case yesterday on Fox News in an interview with host Brett Baier in Philadelphia and during a visit to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where Harris gave a speech flanked by dozens of Republicans who've endorsed her.
NPR's national political correspondent, Sarah McCammon, was at that campaign event. So, Sarah, what is Kamala Harris's strategy to win over Republicans?
So we know that former President Trump is extremely popular with his base, right? But his base is not quite the entire Republican Party. And Harris sees an opportunity with moderate Republicans who are uncomfortable with Trump, especially after his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Harris was on stage yesterday with former members of Congress, people like Adam Kinzinger and former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, among others. And she joked about how unusual it was. And she called on more Republicans to join her. Harris tried to make that case by borrowing a famous line from a Republican president, Ronald Reagan.
Imperfect though we may be, America is still that shining city upon a hill that inspires people around the world.
And to do that, she chose an iconic location. It was Washington Crossing State Park in Pennsylvania, which, as you may have guessed, is where George Washington crossed the Delaware River at a critical point in the Revolutionary War. She described Trump as a threat to the principles of the Founding Fathers.
Okay, now that Fox News interview, what was the focus?
So Fox's Brett Baier started out by grilling her about immigration and border security. It was a long and rather tense exchange that kicked off the interview for several minutes. Of course, that's a top concern for many voters, including Republican voters. Baier also pressed her on another question that she's been asked about by other interviewers, which is what she would do differently from President Biden.
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. And like every new president that comes into office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas. I represent a new generation of leadership.
Now, she didn't quite answer the question, but she did note that unlike President Biden, she spent most of her career outside of Washington. And among other things, she said she would work more closely with Republicans, seek out their ideas on issues like how to help small businesses. And I would just point out that earlier in the day, she reiterated a promise to put a Republican on her cabinet if she's elected.
And these voters she's targeting, Sarah, who are they?
Well, the groups that are working on outreach to Republicans on Harris's behalf say they're looking, of course, at moderate Republicans, people who might have supported former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the primary. And at the campaign stop, I met Barry Myers of Glenside, Pennsylvania. He says most of his Republican friends are also moderate and are leaning toward Harris. But he acknowledged that most of the party is all in for Trump.
Those folks that are hardcore Republicans, they're entrenched. They drank the Kool-Aid. I don't think there's any changing them.
And still, you know, Trump commands about 80% of favorability ratings with the Republican Party.
All right. That's NPR's Sarah McCammon. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you.